pressure and the emotions were high last night. The final cooking battle in Food Network's Tournament of Champions 4. The winner, though, no stranger to pressure and competition shows. She already won Top Chef Boston on Bravo TV a couple of seasons ago. And now she was crowned winner of Tournament of Champions 4 last night on the Food Network. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk to her now here on the Scott Sand Show, everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app and on demand wherever you get your podcasts. You know I love food and love talking about cooking. So please welcome Chef Mei Lin to the show. Chef, it's great to have you on. Congratulations on the victory last night.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're no stranger to the cooking competition shows. You're used to being in that pressure cooker. Pardon the pun.
Yes, I am. But it has been quite a while since I've competed in quite an arena, I would have to say.
So explain the process and how this all happens and how you're able to come up with some amazing dishes in that 60-minute environment.
Well, I do have to say that the kind of the randomizer actually kind of helps you out with that. I like to say that it takes you into a certain direction, and that's just really how I came up with the dishes that I cooked during the different challenges. Like, for instance, yesterday, with the final challenge with getting the whole side of lamb and getting shiso with that. Lamb just typically goes well with mint, and so shiso is also in that mint family, and so I knew it was going to go hand in hand. And then that also just kind of working in yogurt, that also goes well with both of those ingredients. So it just really started to build from there.
Yeah, those ingredients do kind of marry well together, so you were able to play upon that. Was there anything during the competition, during the Tournament of Champions 4, that threw you off? Did the randomizer spit out anything that you were like, oh, crap, what the hell do I do with this?
I have to be completely honest, and the randomizer is really nice to me. And it's really funny because, I mean, you can always get some kind of like wacky combinations, but I think for the most part, it really helped me out, I guess.
So, but it's the competition itself, I think, would be more relatable to guys like me if it were ingredients that were found in a bachelor's kitchen. Like, open up the refrigerator and you find two things of kielbasa, some honey mustard mayonnaise, and tater tots. Now go make a gourmet meal with that using only a toaster and a coffee pot.
Oh, man. That's doable. I think I can work something out with all those ingredients.
I would assume, that because based on your restaurant experience, you prefer leaning in towards your Asian background and your Asian cuisine.
Yes, it's always fun because I think that I really do love cooking that way, but I also really love cooking a lot of different cuisines. And I think I showed a little bit of that on the show. But it's always fun, you know, cooking with your friends and your peers and just really getting to, and I had a lot of fun shooting Tournament of Champions. It was honestly a really, really great time.
Poor Jet Li keeps making it into the Final Four and can't close the deal.
Oh, I know, He's awesome. Like, Jed is really, really an amazing dude. And I've known him for a few years. Being in the LA dining scene. And he's so gracious. And it was really good. We really had a good time cooking together.
So do you get to actually eat during, like, how long is the day long shooting process? Are you getting to ever eat your meal or the leftover that the judges don't eat? Do they? What do you do with all that food?
Oh, no.
What do you do with all that leftover food? I mean, that's always the question I've had about these shows.
Oh, I mean, the culinary department definitely, tries the food, I would have to say. I think once we're done cooking it, we're we're off the stage, we don't get to really come back on and taste the food. I mean, you're tasting throughout.
Right.
But I also
you should be. Always taste and season. I've learned from all the shows, always
exactly.
Taste and season as you go.
You have to, just to make sure everything's seasoned correctly. But I think for the most part, for me, I can't eat I can't eat before or after a competition because I'm just like on such an adrenaline rush that if I did, I probably might throw up.
Chef Maylin, the winner of the Tournament of Champions 4 last night on the Food Network. Chef, you've also got ties to our area. I believe you spent time cooking for the Detroit Lions football team.
I did. I'm actually from Dearborn, Michigan. So,
So what was that experience like?
I mean, it was actually one of my, it was my first job out of, or when I was actually in culinary school. So it was a great time. I got to learn a lot about, cooking for athletes and, just having to deal with dietary restrictions and things like that. So it was a really great learning experience for me, and I'm really glad that I got to cook for this player.
Are you still a Lions fan at all?
I am.
Maybe this will be the year. It's what everybody here that's a Lions fan. There's always next year. Hold it out, hope.
Every year. But my fiance is actually from Cleveland, so.
Oh no!
So
he's it's even worse. He's a Browns fan.
Yes.
Tell me about your restaurant, about Daybird in Los Angeles, and the struggles. I mean, this is something that we've talked about on this show for the last 3 years as a restaurateur, as an entrepreneur dealing with the pandemic and being able to survive the last few years.
Yeah. Well, we actually opened up Daybird during pandemic. So we opened up in March of 2021. And, that had its struggles as well. But, we're a humble fried chicken restaurant. And, we're fortunate enough to have a lot of support and, a lot of people coming through the restaurant. And we started out as takeout only, and we did that actually for the first year and a half, and we just actually opened up our small dining room. It's just like a stand-up dining room. You order, and you get your sandwich, you kind of eat it, and you leave. And I mean, I love it. It's a great little space, and we're just serving a few different things. We have our signature hot chicken sandwich, and we just put out a new chicken sandwich as well as a cod sandwich, which is like our ode to a fish fillet from McDonald's.
Nice. So. Is it challenging right now with the cost of goods going up and the challenge even finding people to come in to work sometimes?
Yeah, that's just the constant struggle of the industry. I think that, with inflation, it makes everything a lot more difficult. And having it being a fast casual restaurant, you can only charge so much for fries. You know what I mean? So charging a little bit more for fries will probably not fly. And that's the struggle of having a restaurant like that.
Wow.
You are a certain concept, so people expect it to be a certain price.
Well,
it is hard, and we're doing everything in-house. So
wish you the best. Best of success with that. Chef Maylin here on the Scott Sand Show.
Yeah.
You've won Top Chef. Now you've won the Tournament of Champions 4 on the Food Network. What's your next competition challenge?
We'll see
DLC 5, I guess. DLC, that's coming up. And if you missed it last night on the Food Network, I'm sure you'll be able to see it in reruns or go find it on demand. The Tournament of Champions 4. Chef Maylin, spoiler alert, won last night. You can see it on the Food Network and on demand on the Food Network. Chef, great to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.